Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Great to have you with us. We have a very busy show today. And just to let those people know who are asking when Steve Forbes will be on, he'll be on tomorrow with his new book, Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. Promise you a great interview, a great time as always with Steve Forbes. And we're continuing with, even though I'm not a member of the Sandler Group, I tried to enlist years ago as a member of their training team. Their reputation is outstanding worldwide. Yesterday, I had on Chip Doyle talking about selling to homeowners through the Sandler way. And today, I'm pleased to be joined by Adam Boyd, who is the co-author along with Carl Scheibel. And they are experienced Sandler trainers who play important roles in Sandler's nationwide organization in business development. And Boyd has an MBAE from the Acton School of Business and is a partner with Carl Scheibel. That's in a training Sandler Training Center in Austin, Texas. The name of the book, Succeed the Sandler Way, 14 Personal and Professional Breakthroughs. We'll get some examples from you. It's published by Sandler Training and available in paperback. I bet you thought I'd never get to you.
It's okay.
All right, great to have you with us. And you may want to make an opening statement about the Sandler way. I mean, you could give a three-hour dissertation on all that Sandler has accomplished. They really are world-renowned. Everybody sends you information. We have the leading this or the leading that. And everybody can't be, but actually Sandler is. Why?
Well, Sandler led their development efforts through trainers. Most other organizations out there led through writing books, but Sandler's got probably 500 to 700 trainers worldwide in over 35 countries, and we're delivering several hundred thousand hours of training every year. It's just really hard to compete with for anyone else. So we're out there. We are actually selling and managing salespeople, whereas a lot of other folks in our space are authors and academics, but they've never actually sold. So it gives us quite an advantage when we go to market.
Yeah, there is an advantage, and it's proven, and it's been demonstrated with a lot of examples you use in the book. Now, I think I should get to this, or you should get to this right away, because you highlight 15 CEOs and sales managers, salespeople, who have accomplished growth through the Sandler methodology. Can you name some of them and what common thread they have?
Absolutely. So I'll just name a few. I worked with a gentleman named Lucian Moorhead, who had started a commercial real estate brokerage firm in Austin, Texas. Cole Harmonson, the CEO of Far West Capital. Ryan Jaskowitz, the CEO of 12-5 Capital. Those are just a few. Chris Carmouche, the CEO of SunTerra Landscaping. And repeatedly, what we saw with these individuals and various industries at various sizes, various stages in their business, all of them faced consistent challenges externally and internally, some of which we couldn't even get to in the book, right? That's one of the biggest challenges of writing the book is finding what ends up on the chopping floor. But they all had an incredible drive, desire, and commitment to do whatever it takes to succeed. Lucian tells a story of, as he was building his business, going through every single building in downtown Austin when he was in his 20s and talking to every single tenant in there. And he could do about a building or two a day. And that's just how he worked. And it was just an incredible drive that he possessed. And that's what we see time and again, is that it's not talent. It's not skill set. It's just a willingness to do what it takes to get to the next level.
Yeah, but there's also a component to this, Adam. It's the human component. You've got to know when to bail out. You know, it's like Charles Aznavour's old song. You got to learn to leave the table when love's no longer being served. You have to make a determination how much you invest in time and money in a project. So it's more than determination. There are other components like intestinal fortitude. I think I have to pull the plug on this so I don't lose everything.
Right. And we see that. And really where a lot of these people had to pull the plug was on certain employees. So often they would hire someone to do sales or business development for them, and they had all this hope that they'd invested in this person. But the person was never going to produce the way the principal would, and they had to let people fail. And that was actually one of the highlights of Lucian's story, was he couldn't allow himself to spend all his time closing deals for his people because it was affecting the business. And so we see a lot of entrepreneurs who just have the guts to work through their own challenges in sales, but the problem is they spend too much time waiting for other people to produce, and the business ends up suffering there.
You know, we all hear it so commonly referred to about the fear of failure. But isn't there a fear of success, too? And how do you address that?
That's a great question. We could probably spend another half hour on that.
Just a couple of minutes?
Fine. What we see is a lot of people don't believe they deserve success, or they don't believe it's actually attainable. So I believe in... I address this in my chapter, and what I went through is that there's a lack of imagination. So a lot of people talk about wanting to be successful, but they can't actually visualize it. And we see in top performers across industries, whether they're in sports or Hollywood or in business, they're able to visualize success. But most people don't do that. And what's even more common is you have a lot of people who don't believe they actually deserve to be successful. Got a CEO client, and one of the first things he had to get comfortable with was the fact that it's okay for him to be successful, even though he came from a family where money was scarce and they didn't value it.
You talk in the book about the myth of the natural born salesman. Now, I don't believe you can take an introvert and make an extrovert out of him or out of her. Maybe there may be an evolutionary process where that person self-empowers himself or herself. But it's not a conversion technique. There are just some people who are, as Wilson Harrell, who I had dinner with about 10 years ago, the former CEO of Entrepreneur Magazine. There are captains on the ship, and then there's the crew. Not everybody is deemed to be one or the other. Well, they're deemed to be one or the other, but not everybody is, quote, a natural-born salesman.
Right.
So can you make them? Can you make a natural-born salesman? Can you make lemons out of lemonade?
Well, we have this idea of what a natural-born seller is. It's the person who's really gregarious, who's very outgoing, who talks to everyone, and we find that sometimes the traits that make someone a natural-born seller, according to our beliefs, actually hurt them. They're not tough. They can't ask tough questions. They can't hang in there. What we do find with people, and it's repeated time and again in this book, is people who have enough desire can learn a process and develop some skills. It takes time. Think about Malcolm Gladwell and 10,000 Hours. Those people had to do a lot of work, and what the book testifies to is that the people who are willing to do the work can have some success. It doesn't mean everyone's going to become Ross Perot in terms of their ability to sell, but they can move toward where they want to be, and they can have success in what they want to do, their chosen field.
Right, and I'd love to – you can stay for another segment, can't you? Yeah, all right. We're coming up on a break, so I don't want to get too deep into the questioning process. But when we come back, I'd love you to address the issue of taking negatives and turn them into positives. You know, it's like in selling. You know, the standard answer if you're seasoned to doing this, and I've always done it, and I mean it with sincerity. If someone asks a tough question, instead of saying, "Oh, I've got to dance around it," I said, I'm thrilled you asked that. Right away, it breaks down the barriers, and they say, oh, boy, you know, this is a tough question. He wants to address it. So I'd like you to talk about taking negatives and turning them into positives when we come back. The name of the book is Succeed, The Sandler Way, 14 Personal and Professional Breakthroughs. It's co-written with two very talented people, Kyle Scheibel. Is it pronounced Scheibel? Scheibel or Scheibel?
Scheibel.
Scheibel and Adam Boyd, and it is published by Sandler Training. It's paperback, and my advice here, and you know, I have a lot of interesting interviews, but if you want really the basics based upon success that systems have used, this is a proven. I don't work for Sandler, by the way. Proven success stories. You'll want to read about the Sandler way and integrate it with other methodology that you have. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Napa Know-How!
Right now in Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa Know-How. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Biz Talk Radio. Eagle Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
All right, we are back, and I got a couple of emails during the show. I'll be talking about the political situation a little bit later on in the show, but you're going to have to wait until you get educated first here by through the Sandler Way. Succeed the Sandler Way, 14 personal and professional breakthroughs by our esteemed guest Adam Boyd and Carl Scheibel, who's not joining us. The book, again, is published by Sandler Training, and as we come back, Adam, and as I brought up before the break, I mean, people should be able to, through the appropriate training, be instinctive in responding to criticism. There are certain people that are adept at it. I'll use the political terrain, whether you like his position or not, and I'm not a Rubio supporter. He's pretty good at counteracting things and answering specific questions regarding objections to policies that he had stated. There are other people who just hesitate. They stumble. They don't welcome it. It's a different component of fear. Oh, I hope I don't get a question I can't answer. Everything should be welcome. So how do you take disadvantages and turn them into advantages and positive attitudes?
Well, what we see is that a lot of times people get asked a tough question. Let's say it's in the crafting of a business deal or a small mid-sized business owner or sales executive making a sale. There are going to be questions that come up that have to get answered. And most people have the philosophy of, if I don't bring it up, then it's going to be okay. They won't think about it. Others love to just try to avoid the tough issues, hoping that it won't come up. For the person who's not been there in the trenches or not prepared themselves, they aren't actually ready to handle that situation. And so something comes up that's unexpected or throws them off their game, and they start scrambling. A great example of this is in the book. Jeff Merrow, we chronicle him in one of the chapters, and he's a great success story in terms of our work here. He actually, in working with us, and this is an outlier, he made more money in his first 3 months training with us than he had in the prior 12 months. He just sold that much more because he said, I'm investing in this, I better learn. But he's sitting with a woman, and you know, he has a small business, but he'd been told she had a budget of $2,000 to do a little video shoot. And he brought this up and said, hey, I understand you got a $2,000 budget. And she said, no way, I'm not going to spend more than $1,500 on a project like this. Well, Jeff couldn't do anything that he felt proud of and would be a good product for less than $2,000. And so we had practiced this, and it was a real tough moment for him because he needed the money. And he said, well, I got to tell you, if $1,500 is all you got and you can't see yourself spending $2,000, I don't want to do anything that you're not going to be happy with. I'd rather just let's walk away from this. And it was a real big moment for him. But he had been prepared on how to handle it. He actually ended up walking out with a $4,000 check because she solved the problem because he was able to put his foot down and stay in the moment. He'd been prepared for that type of issue.
Right. If we had an hour, I'd give you a couple examples of how I've successfully utilized that without taking the Sandler training course. But I'd rather get to the issue right now of attitudes, the behaviors, behavioral modification, and flexibility, adaptability. I know I'm throwing in a lot of terminology here, but there are times, even in the field of sales, and there are certain staples, you know, always use the other person's name, be prepared when you come in. I'm not talking about that. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But right. What do you teach in regard to having the mobility or the adaptability to different situations to change course without losing credibility and trust?
Well, we find that coming off as unscripted actually builds more trust because most people are so accustomed to someone sounding scripted, and they know that that's not a genuine conversation. So we work with a lot of clients. They come in, and they just want a formula, and there's a behavioral formula, but there's not a human relationship formula. I say these things, this happens. So what we have to work with people on is being in very uncertain situations. And it's through a lot of rehearsal and role play that they learn to recognize opportunities and how to adjust. So if someone comes to me and says, hey, give me a script, I say, well, the problem is scripts don't work because the other person doesn't have the lines. This isn't a Shakespearean drama where you know your lines and I know my lines. So we have to work with people to be flexible and adaptable. And it just takes time because I can't sit down with you for 3 hours, give you some lines, some concepts, and then have you prepared to deal with everything you'll face out there in the field. There has to be a lot of practice, and people are going to have to go out there and experience repetition after repetition so that they are adaptable.
Yeah, and everything's kind of a refining thing. You've got to refine your message. You've got to be
right, succinct.
It's almost like storytelling with bullets, and you've got to make sure that that there are no ambiguities. I mean, life is filled with ambiguities. Everything is, how often do I talk with people, it's just complicated. Everything is complicated, but everything could be presented in a simple fashion. Or when you have limited time, how do you go about having the focus clear when you want to state your intentions?
With a prospective buyer?
Yeah.
Well, and this is,
you still with us? Are you with us, or did we lose you? All right, Mike, I'll let you see if you can reestablish connection. Never enjoy when this happens, but that's what life is. As I just indicated, there's no such thing as perfection, and not everything is simple. Hopefully we'll get rejoined here in the next minute or two if Mike can make connection with Adam Boyd. The name of the book is Succeed, The Sandler Way, 14 Personal and Professional Breakthroughs. It's published by Sandler Training. We got him back?
Can you hear me?
All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. We got just about a minute left.
Okay. We find that most people don't go in to a sale with a plan. And we find it's about 99% of sellers and business people don't have a clear objective and a scripted plan. Sunday, the Super Bowl is coming up. I guarantee you the Broncos and the Carolina Panthers are going to at least script their first 15 plays. They're going to have a plan for how they're going to attack it. And so we just do a lot of work with people on not just building the plan for the business over the next 2 to 5 years, but every single sale, we've got to have a plan going in so we know where we're going and we know how to adjust given contingencies. So, again, it's practice. It involves a lot of desire, a lot of commitment.
All right, we've just got a little less than a minute. Maybe you can talk a little bit about keeping it, you know, this is something that's that, well, it sounds great, keeping a journal of attitudes and behaviors, but can you be a little more specific?
Most of us have.
Especially since you only got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, people have to identify what are the beliefs that hold them back. And that belief might be my market's too small, no one's buying. And those beliefs actually drive our behavior. So we spend a lot of time with clients. We're going to do it today with a group of CEOs and managers on identifying what are those self-limiting beliefs and how do you adjust those by identifying those beliefs and then re-scripting new beliefs that are actually more helpful in what you're doing. I know we only got 20 seconds, so I can't get into that too much. But
no, you can't get into it at all. You just use your 20 seconds. Adam Boyd, Succeed the Sandler Way. It's been a real pleasure having you on.
Thanks,
I hope
Stu.
You come back. Stay on the line as we go to a break. This is Stu Taylor.
Okay.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood. All up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
You have a list of bills that were passed. My God.
You know, doing an interview with you, it's like being a jukebox. You push all the right buttons.
All right, we're back. And just some things that just amaze me. Amaze me in public relations. Amaze me in human interaction with supposedly intelligent people. And honest to goodness, I can't figure out why people don't learn from other people's mistakes. Why haven't the Republicans learned from the Democrats' mistakes in 2012 by all going for the jugular after everyone? And every single one of them, every one of them has succumbed. Even the ones who said they wouldn't, specifically Ben Carson, Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, and they've all, I don't want to say buckled under the pressure, but they've all retaliated. And this is bad. This is where you get sound bites for a general election, when you can have a devil like Hillary Clinton, who can paint her. Of course, she's got enough sound bites to last for a generation on things that should put her behind bars. But I'm disappointed in all of the candidates. Yeah. I'm disappointed in Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. I'm disappointed. I'd expect it from the others. Chris Christie, I'm never going to go after someone running on a personal attack. And John Kasich, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to talk. They can't help it. Marco Rubio, he's, you know, everybody's attacking him. Why? Because he's now the outside of the box establishment. I'm sorry, he is part of the establishment, my correction, who is right now the biggest threat. But you know what's going to happen? Before the primary, if Cruz, Trump, and Rubio keep going at each other, you know, it's going to be like a breakdown in an offensive line in football where someone, you know, everybody's blocking on the perimeters and somebody just takes the ball up the middle. And it could happen. I'm not ruling out Christie. I'm not ruling out Jeb Bush. I know that sounds strange. And I'm not even ruling out Kasich. You know, as far as Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina, Rick Santorum pulled out, Rand Paul pulled out. They're history. But somebody may end up breaking through. I absolutely don't understand Donald Trump's strategy, which was working brilliantly. I'm beginning to have concerns as opposed to beginning to have second thoughts about the stability of this guy. When you're ahead in the game, you've got to stay ahead in the game, and it's time to revise what you were doing. You say, listen, I pushed the buttons. I've heard everyone. Now I'm going to go on a course that's going to make people appeal to me. I'm going to start drawing independents or other people. I'm going to start drawing these people. And they just can't seem to figure it out. And then Cruz, who I think, and I don't know whether there was fraud. Listen, they're all involved with something. If you are in this dirty business of politics, you are, frankly, involved. And I think Cruz is making a tactical mistake. He might have made a mistake in Iowa. I don't know. I got Trump, who lost it, and he was gracious, and everybody loved him. And now Trump is going after Cruz and threatening a suit and a re-election. I mean, this is, ladies and gentlemen, and you know I've supported Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. I'm getting more and more concerned about Donald Trump and his ego and his personality, and it's not just funny anymore. I think it's grating. Now, having said all of this, I'll say it for the 1,000th time. See, we're going to vote for Hillary. I always sound like Bill Clinton here. If you picked any of these Republicans, like 1,000 times better than Hillary, and they're all well qualified, but they're self-destructive because they don't understand how the game is played and how to enamor themselves to the American people. Somebody's got to win for the Republican nomination, but what a dirty fight this has turned into. And now Cruz has to defend himself on cases of fraud. He had to defend himself from being a citizen of Canada, of the United States. And he's going after Trump. And if you start clashing with Trump, it's a bad, bad gamble. It's a bad move to make. And the risk, you got to weigh the risk of this. And I'm just not happy with the performance of all of the candidates in the Republican Party. Because they should all sit down in a back room with cigars like they used to and say, what's the objective here? Any one of us, if we're looking for the future of the country, is better than Hillary Clinton. Let's go out and have a fight on the issues. That's perfectly acceptable. So I am tremendously dismayed. Donald Trump's actions have just been, they've just been off the charts. And I believe it hurt him in the Iowa election. He can't take losing to anybody. It's a personality issue. It's not how smart you are, whether you're educated in the academic world or whether you're educated in the business world. There's another kind of intelligence. It's called EQ. And it worked for Trump for a long time. And I'm starting to realize that he can't stand losing anything to anyone at any time. And he could be the nicest guy in the world if he's winning. How would that play out during a presidency? It concerns me. And would I vote for him over Hillary Clinton? I'd be out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yes. Because you take the best of what you're going to get. And I can't say, gee, I'm starting to think maybe like in 2012, I'd love to have Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich. I mean, they're yesterday. And many of these Republicans are going to make themselves yesterday by their actions. Hillary goes on the other side, and she's just, she's gotten away with everything for 25 years. Lie after lie after lie after lie after scandal after scandal after scandal. And here now the White House and John Kerry are brought into these emails and the 22 emails that are so highly classified they won't be released. Hillary says, no, release them. Do you know why Hillary says release them? Because she knows they won't be released. If you know you can't make a business deal with someone, and that person comes back and says, I just can't do business with you now because, you know what you should say? And I had to give away all these inside secrets. I say, that's great. And I absolutely agree with you. Bang. They love you when you do it. And it's a technique. It's a sales technique. Hillary is clueless. 1 minute she's a progressive. The next minute she's a liberal. She's bouncing between Obama and Sanders and between Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. She doesn't know what to do. So you know what she's doing? Every time she goes out there, she's lying. She's lying about every single thing almost. And to listen to her give a speech is just too much for me to bear. You know, I do what I do because I love it. I can't stand the sight of Barack Obama. I can't stand the sight of Hillary Clinton. And, you know, I have to tolerate it, although I did not want to see Obama's speech to a mosque and how Islam has been a great part of America all these years. Duh. You want to put one and one together? What do you come up with? I don't think he's a practicing Muslim, but do I think he's a believing Muslim? Yeah, it's my right to believe it. Go ahead, Chris Matthews. Tell me I'm the equivalent to Hitler because the facts don't register with the far left. They don't. I actually think that there are enough wonderful, decent, patriotic middle America Americans who are getting so fed up with this that we're coming to the doorstep of not with guns, not like the Civil War, but there'll be a revolution in this country. Political correctness, the disgusting left-wing media, are terrific politicians, almost all of them. Is it just that I'm smarter than they are on an EQ level? Kind of think I am. But then again, the behavior that I exhibit on this show, which is an expression of my true feelings, has nothing to do with any of this, because I'm not running for office. Yeah, if I were running for office and if I were dedicated to getting where I'm going, you know what my rationale will be? I'm never going to lie. I do not believe in lying, but I'm going to use certain techniques to get where I want to go so I can do good for the benefit of the American people. And I'm looking at a bunch of characters out there. The only one who truly believes it out of all of them, I think, is that nutcake from Vermont, Bernie Sanders. Or is it Larry David? I get them confused. I don't know who's running for president. And I don't know who's got a show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Was it Bernie Sandler? Sandler believes what he talks about. He's a raving lunatic. But he believes it. And what do you get when you, I mean, I don't have the punchline to this joke. What do you get when you get a raving socialist, communist, lunatic going up a progressive, psychopathic liar? I mean, there's got to be an answer. I've got some great jokes, none of which I could tell on the air. You know, you get someone who's half this and half that, and what do you got? I can't tell those on the air. I mean, they're clean, but, oh, they're politically incorrect. All right, we're coming up right after break. We're going to go to a pleasant subject. This is Stu Taylor.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio. IMS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
Oh, what a great unplanned segment. Harvey McKay, author of Swim with the Sharks, coming to Boston when he does. We're going to go to dinner. You know where I'm taking him? I'm going to take him to Seasons 52 in Burlington or Chestnut Hill. And if you want to impress someone, but even more than impressing someone for business or for personal reasons, you just want to have a flat-out great experience. It's Seasons 52. I want to give you the website. It's seasons52.com. Seasons52.com. The menu's on there. The directions are on there. And I go frequently, and I, as I was just explaining to my next guest, Dan Haven Street, I keep saying to my wife, think we can go to Seasons 52. Think we can go to Seasons, you know, and you have to eat home once in a while. Dan, welcome.
Stu, how you doing?
Listen, I'm doing great. The only time I'm doing better is when I'm eating at Seasons 52. Tremendous service, tremendous food, great environment, and obviously successful operation. Before you talk about Valentine's Day, I mean, you talk about the restaurant industry is so darn competitive. You know, it's come on in and eat or we'll starve. Why is Seasons 52 successful? And I know there are other restaurants that are out, but I'm there, and I mean, it's run beautifully, but it's always, we can't seat you at 6, but we can seat you at 7. What's the success formula?
I think because we keep it simple, to be honest with you, I think that we have a good model when it comes to our menu composition. We've got some great dishes. We keep the menu preparation simple. We are focused, as you know, we're focused on preparing our foods in a more healthy manner than you may see in some of the restaurant niches out there. We don't use a lot of butter. We don't have friolators in our kitchen. We really want the protein to speak for itself, whether we're talking about our great Chilean sea bass or our filet mignon or our lamb chop. So it's all about procuring the best vegetables, the best produce, the best meats. And then, of course, you mentioned it already, is really working hard to make sure our service is top-notch. We've got a wonderful atmosphere, as you know, an ambiance, and a lot of our guests comment on that every visit, that they really enjoy the setting to have a dining experience with us. So I think, you know, we do a lot of things very well. And as you said, it's a very competitive environment out there right now. And certainly in the Burlington location, it's even getting more competitive as more restaurants continue to open. So we absolutely have to be on our game across the board with our food and our service.
All right, I'm just going to add a few things, and then we're going to proceed towards Valentine's Day. I got a terrific bar there, a wonderful function room. I've been at a couple of family functions there. It is fantastic, and you have music too. So I mean, you've got it all. You don't have to go to two or three places. You can do it all right there at Seasons 52. And one more thing, because I can't get this out of my mind. You know, your homemade lemonade is just off the charts. And I, you know, if you don't like lemonade, this won't mean anything. I mean, if you're going to get Coke, 7-Up, your traditional drinks, they taste the same everywhere. But if you really want something that adds to it, I'm recommending the lemonade. All right, let's talk about Valentine's Day. What's coming up? What should people be aware of? And what plans can they make?
So, you know, this year, Valentine's Day, it's once every really 7-year cycle and 14-year cycle where you have Valentine's Day fall on a Sunday. So really what that provides a lot of the guests is being able to book a reservation on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday that weekend. I will say that Sunday is filling up rather rapidly. So the actual, you know, for February the 14th, that Sunday, we're getting full. But we still have availability on Sunday. We are, you know, booking up for Saturday as well, and Friday is coming on. So this is one of those weekends for Valentine's Day where a lot of couples out there, and especially the men out there that are driving your reservations, you have really three nights you can work with. And we do have availability on each of the nights. Again, Sunday is the one right now that is the filling up the most with reservations. So the 14th is filling up. We still have some availability. We do have availability on Friday and Saturday as well. We have added additional tables into the restaurant to accommodate more reservations for the busy weekend.
All right, I want you to get into the menu, but I think first I need to clarify what I'm doing. Sometimes you take things for granted. We have a rather extensive audience in a lot of states. So this is Burlington, Massachusetts, and Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, for those who are saying, gee, what state is it in? And I want to give you the website. Rather than start giving out phone numbers and making this confusing, Seasons 52, the number 52, seasons52.com. Make your reservations now. What are you serving for Valentine's Day?
So we stick with, for Valentine's Day, we stick with our normal menu. So we have our normal menu for Valentine's Day. One of the added features that we do on a lot of our holidays, and especially on Valentine's Day, is we do an amuse-bouche for all the tables. It'll be a chef's inspiration and a chef's selection of amuse-bouche. In the past, we've done something as simple as sort of an ahi tuna tartare on a small serving spoon for every single guest. But again, it'll be up to the chef's discretion as we get closer to Valentine's Day next week, and we will be doing that for all of the guests, should they want it. Certainly the guests can pass on it if they want, but it'll be an automatic for every single table. So that typically resonates well with all of our guests on the holidays, and it's a nice added touch that we have. But other than that, it's the same old menu. We anticipate that we're going to sell a lot of fillets, Chilean sea bass, our scallops, cedar plank salmon. Those are our top-selling dishes. They always are, and they always will be, whether it's a regular evening or for a holiday.
All right, 7 days a week. What are the hours?
So we do Monday through Thursday. We are 11 to 10. Friday, Saturday, we're 11 to 11 o'clock. And then Sunday, we have modified hours typically for 11 to 9. For Valentine's Day Sunday, we are staying open an hour later. We will see our last reservations at 10 p.m. If there's a desire and drive to dine that late on a Sunday night, that availability is there.
All right, quickly here. I don't leave out anything when I go to Seasons 52 to eat. What did I leave out asking you for a question that you'd like to conclude with?
Well, you typically mention the minis, so I'll add that in because I know that you are fond of our minis. We do have a great dessert presentation. It's automatic. The server's going to bring over the mini tray to you, and you'll get an eyeful of our mocha macchiato, our s'mores mini dessert, key lime pie, raspberry chocolate chip cannoli, and then
pecan pie.
Pecan
pie. Did you say that?
No, I was adding the pecan pie, and then last but not least, a raspberry chocolate Grenache brownie.
All right, I guess I'm qualified to work there by now. Hey, it's always great to have you on, Dan, and we'll see you very soon. Seasons 52, this is Stu Taylor. Four seasons a year, we'll see you back tomorrow. Steve Forbes, Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare Replaces...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.